No one, not even the talented naturalists I know, likes stink bugs. Even stinging bees and biting spiders have devoted fans, but a stink bug's smelly defense has not garnered it any love. These penny-sized, shield-shaped insects get their common name from the odor of a chemical they produce in glands on their abdomen. Scientists suspect this odor might be a defense against predators. And unfortunately, not many predators are interested in eating the ubiquitous brown marmorated stink bug we see so many of in our listening area. That's because it's not a native species. Although there are several native stink bug species, like the common green stink bug, it's the brown marmorated stink bug that was accidentally imported here. In the late 1990s, the stink bug was first noticed by homeowners near Allentown, Pennsylvania, after its arrival from Asia. Without natural predators and with an abundance of food sources, the invasive insects spread quickly. In just 25 years, its numbers have exploded all over the Mid-Atlantic, and it is now found in 40 states, emerging recently in the Pacific Northwest. This tiny invader has caused catastrophic damage in our Mid-Atlantic states. It uses its beak to pierce the soft skin of fruits and vegetables and then drink the juicy fluids inside. In 2010, some growers of sweet corn, peppers, tomatoes, apples, and peaches reported total crop losses. And this year, the stink bug continued to present significant problems for our local growers. No matter where they are in our country, stink bugs prefer warmer temperatures. As soon as the local weather turns cold, they seek shelter in our homes and buildings. And worse, when a brown marmorated stink bug finds a site that is suitable for overwintering, it releases a chemical called an aggregation pheromone. Not the same as the defensive smell, this pheromone attracts other stink bugs and is the cause of the bug collecting in large clusters on walls and windows. One Western Marylander captured more than 26,000 of the bugs in her home over 6 months in 2011. There was some hope that exceptionally cold temperatures, like those of last year's polar vortex, would freeze and kill the bugs and the 500 or so eggs that each female lays in its lifetime. But research has shown that these very adaptable insects found a way and had no trouble bouncing back. So what can you do? To keep the bugs from becoming a nuisance in your home, check your attic for holes or gaps and close them up. Stink bugs often enter through attics. Also, seal up cracks around windows and doors with caulk or weather stripping. You'll also want to create or support native gardens which attract insects like our local assassin bug and the predatory stink bug. Both will eat the invasive version. In the spring, when the bugs start to become active again, cut the top off a gallon jug, fill it with soapy water, and use a piece of paper to whisk the bugs into the suds, which will drown them. I vacuumed up quite a few myself, and though it's an effective remedy, I don't recommend it as the smell is strong. Brace yourself. Interestingly, the brown marmorated stink bug isn't only a pest here in the U.S. In China, its native home, the stink bug feeds on a small, threatened species of tree used in traditional Chinese medicine. In Korea, the bug is a major pest on their soybean, sweet persimmon, and citrus crops. Though the bugs have not caused nearly the damage there that they have here, scientists in Asia and the U.S. are working together to understand their biology and find a sustainable and effective defense. To learn more, visit us online at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. Or head to your local nature center for an abundance of information about other insects. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.